While healthcare is just one of the issues on the table this election season, the physician community eagerly awaits answers about the future of the healthcare system. Will Congress finally enact a permanent fix to Medicare's sustainable growth rate formula? What could payment cuts and increased regulations mean for doctors' practices? In an interview with our reporter Alicia Ault, AMA President-elect Dr. Ardis Hovind attempts to tackle some of these issues.
So Medicare physician payments are set to be cut nearly 30% on January 1st. What are the chances of getting more than the usual six-month or one-year patch from Congress?
Going forward now, we know there is considerable bipartisan support to remove the current flawed formula for Medicare payment. And with that bipartisan support, we don't know what they will do in the lame duck session in particular. However, they may patch it, they may repeal it, but our position will continue to be that we must repeal the SGR before we can make any meaningful change to Medicare payment reform.
I mean, how far off do you think we are from getting a permanent fix?
We're much closer now than we've been in years, so I think we're moving in the right direction. Members of Congress are very concerned about this. They want to do it correctly. They want it done in a fiscally responsible way. And at the same time, we've got to be sure that physicians have a period of, let's say, 5 years in which they can then move into different models of delivery, which would be then associated with payment reform models as well. And at the end of that period of time, they would be in a better place to then change the system in a meaningful way.
There's obviously a lot of pressure on physician practices. has there been any movement among physicians to withdraw participation from Medicare, Medicaid? Do you see more of them possibly just saying, I'm not going to participate anymore?
I think there are a couple of issues at stake here. First off, the regulation bombardment is significant for physicians. They're all coming at once. The ICD-10 issues, the quality reporting, e-prescribing, this onslaught of timelines now that we have to deal with. But that's probably not the only issue involved here. I think if you look at Medicare issues right now, that one in five physicians is cutting back on the number of Medicare patients they're seeing. And a lot of that's got to do with the whole payment system, not just the regulatory reporting issues. We similarly have problems with Medicaid in the states. Medicaid needs some reworking. Medicaid needs to be readjusted. We've got issues now about potential expansion of Medicaid in states based on the health system reform legislation. So there are a lot of things in play here, not just one single item.
Switching gears to the elections, Governor Romney has said that if he's elected, one of the first actions he would take would be to repeal the Affordable Care Act. What are the implications for physician practices if indeed this comes to pass?
Well, physicians and the American Medical Association are concerned about physicians and their patients. That's our priority, not the politics. And so going forward, we will continue to work on issues of access to health care, the uninsured, the quality issues, cost of health care. We will continue to work regardless of the politics.
There's also been talk of transitioning Medicare to a voucher program, a premium support. What do you think would be the implications for physicians if this was to happen also?
I think we're going to be looking at an array of Medicare policies as we go forward. It's very important now that we continue to adjust and change. Medicare policies will be evaluated by the AMA. We'll look at these critically. After the election, we'll be able to, you know, hopefully spend more time and work around these particular areas.
With IMNG Medical Media, this is Francis Correa.